Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, which is the freedom to go where one wants. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of the bondage or servitude to the law. I mean, I've talked about this. What we're given and what you have right now is a miracle. You have grace towards God. You are righteous. You are upright in God's eyes. That never is taken away by your acts. Jesus Christ accomplished the law in order that we can live free. You live in a state of grace with God, and it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And I want to go over that a little bit today, because God promised the people of Israel, if they followed His commandments, there's certain things He would do. And if you go to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3, it says, "If ye walk in my statutes," or which are His 10 commandments, "and keep my commandments and do them," these are the things He's going to do. "Then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit," meaning they're going to be fruitful. He's going to send the rain. They're going to have abundance. Verse 5, "And your threshings shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely." He's going to bring abundance, and He's going to bring peace. Verse 6, "And I will give peace to the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land." You're not going to go to war, you're going to be at peace. Verse 7, "And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword." You're going to win in victory. You're going to have peace. You're going to have abundance. Verse 9, "For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you." He's going to establish the covenant with them. He's going to multiply the people. Verse 12, "And I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, and that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and have made you upright." All these things God's going to do if they followed the law. If they followed it, but the problem is they didn't. And if you go past all this, it talks about what would happen if they didn't follow the law, if they didn't keep His commandments, if they didn't make God their God. And it goes through all those punishments, essentially, or the things that would be allowed to happen. But if you go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law." And this is Jesus Christ. "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." The thing is that no one could fulfill the laws of God and keep it 100%. There's no one righteous. There's none righteous among you, not one, that walk and follow the God or follow His commandments, God's commandments and His statutes. No one could follow the law, but Jesus Christ did, and He fulfilled the law for you. And that's what's so beautiful about this. No one could do it. Jesus Christ did it. And now, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have the same benefit that God will be your God, that the land will be safe, that we can go out and fight and destroy our enemies, that He would make us abundant and fruitful, and we wouldn't be hungry, and we would lay down our head in peace. All those benefits, that God would be a God to us in our time, all those benefits are given to you right now. If you jump to Romans chapter 10, verse 4, it says, "For Christ," or the Messiah, "is the fulfillment or the completion of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes or has faith." Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Christ is the end of the law, and He is deemed as righteousness for us. You are righteous in God's eyes. If you go down to Romans 10, 9, well, I'll do Romans 10, 8. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of the faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, safety, or preservation. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Unto uprightness. You believe in Jesus Christ, you're upright in God's eyes, you're born spiritually new, you have the benefits that God told the children of Israel. He gives you that, and that's why you live in grace. It's undeserved favor. It's favor. You have favor from God because of the acts of Jesus Christ, and because you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the law for you, you have access to the covenant. That's why you're so blessed. No one had this before Jesus Christ. You have the Spirit in you. You have God with you. No one can take that away from you. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You have Christ Jesus right now. In all thy ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path. Start to go to God and start to see the benefits. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for, again, for the teachings and just for everything that you do for us. I pray for a great day today and a blessed day. I ask that you continually protect our country and just everything that's going on, that you protect your believers. I thank you again for the ability to go to you. I thank you for what your son did for us, that we can live this way. I pray for each one of your believers, that you just provide them with a hedge of protection. I thank you for everything that's going on with the business. You kind of slow down time that I can get done with everything that needs to get done before the first of the year. And again, I just thank you for every moment that you give me. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.